Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Best in Show Radio. BestinShowRadio.com. We're available exclusively on TPXRadio.com. That's TPX. A little bit of a special show today.
Not even screwing around. I want to talk seriously for a second. I'm like, and not even coming close to making a joke. Kind of a weird special. What did you say so far, by the way?
I was going to be a jerk and say it was a special show because you left the room and I needed to start it myself.
Yeah, this is Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the Instant Messenger. Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Not You or Yes You?
No, I'm just really curious where you're going with this right now.
Oh, yeah, no.
Seem real serious.
I am serious. I'll actually talk about everything in a second. Okay. Or Best in Show Keith.
Because all I know is the top of your list is Madonna.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It was something else that I didn't even write on my list because it's not like part of the silliness. And I'm being dead serious. Total shoot here. You can get me at Best in Show Chris. You can get him at Best in Show Keith. You can go to the chat room. Go to our website, bestinshowradio.com. Click on contact. Click on chat room. Or go to tpxradio.com and click on chat room. You can also get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. And I think that's just about it. Let's see. Craziness this week. A frequent co-host of our buddy DJ Newstyle's show, Big Rich the Solipsist, he actually passed away this week. And I just want to, you know, send our heartfelt condolences and thoughts out there. I mean, I barely knew the guy. I didn't really know him at all. I think we've spoken on message boards a couple times. But he was a good dude from what I can tell. And he's a buddy of our buddy, you know, New Styles. So I just wanted to, you know, just send something out there. Sorry, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be insane. But
not at all.
I don't know. It's you know, it was just a really sad thing. You want to hear the crazy thing? If you go to the most recent show that he co-hosted with New Style, it's like maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that is his most recent one that he did. He jokes about the fact that he thinks he's going to die. It's really insane. It's really, like, totally scary.
Is it related to Do you know anything about how he did die, or is it...
There's not specifics, but I know he did have some addictions. I know he's had problems with substances in the past. Again, I don't know anything about... Like I said, I barely know the guy. I don't want to, like, you know, cast any aspersions to his character or anything. Like, I don't know enough about him. Like mm-hmm. I said, I've only had a couple of conversations with him on message boards and chat rooms. I mean, it's like I said, seems like a nice guy, and he's a buddy of ours. So he's, you know, he was probably a good guy. You know, undoubtedly was a good guy. Just, you know, it's just kind of sad, and I just wanted to send something out there and just it's kind of beat is a major understatement, obviously. But I'm not good at this stuff. If you ever see me go to a funeral, if you've been to funerals that I've been to and wakes and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm like a retard. I don't even understand what's going on. Like, I just walk around like a zombie. I just don't even understand. I don't. I mean, like I said, I don't think that there are too many people that really excel in death situations. But I specifically, I'm
the best at funerals, guys.
I specifically suck at it. So that's. I just wanted to say that. Get that out there. You can check out DJ New Style Show this week. He actually. I mean, I shouldn't be cross promoting another station, but I mean, whatever. DJ newstyle.com. You can go to his website and check it out. He actually talks about it. He gets into the whole thing. He's a good guy, and I don't know. That's all I'll say about that. Like I said, the freaky thing though, the fact that this dude talked about the fact that he doesn't care much about his life and doesn't know how much longer he's going to live on this last time that he was on the air. It's just kind of crazy to me. Could you imagine prognosticating your own demise? Predicting. Like, you know, like we joke all the time on the air about saying like really messed up stuff. Imagine you actually say something on the air. Like, I think I said I ended the show saying, oh, I'm going to have major surgery. God knows what's going to happen to me. For the record, one of my toes is hurting me. I have a hammer toe. That's my major surgery that I'm talking about. I might have to get like my toe broken and fixed. That's my big problem that I'm crying about. Like, but could you imagine, like, you know, just, it's just so freaky. It's just so freaky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could have helped out there. I'm sorry. I just... Mm-hmm.
It's just nutty. It's nutty stuff. Strangely, ironically, there's a lot of...
You know what it is? I should... I can, actually, because I could... Because it seems like things like that happen often, you know? Like, it's just like... I can't even think of any, like, examples, but it just seems like things like that. Like, you know, people say things, and then all of a sudden, things happen, and it's like, you know... I guess over the course of your life, as you get older and you've been around more, you see more things happen than you'd ever think, you know, like, so.
It's just a weird thing to, sorry, as I eat on the air, to predict something like that. Our buddy Joe, who passed away just about 3.5 years ago now, he did an interview in an old friend of ours' fanzine. Sup, kid? And in the interview... He actually says something like, ah, who gives an F? Although I don't think he said F. He actually probably said the word. Mm-hmm. Ah, who gives an F? None of us are going to live past 30 anyway. And he died 3.5 years ago at 29 years old. It's just like stuff like that just totally freaks me out. Like the whole thing like of, I mean, I guess Kurt Cobain wouldn't be the same thing. Because Kurt Cobain always had like, you know, there are always images of him trying to kill himself and like falsely kill, you know, make him believe he was killing himself. Mm-hmm. But that's something that was directly in his control. Like he intentionally killed himself.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a weird thing. As I eat turkey jerky. By the way, Steel City Mafia, again, invaded our chat room. Everything's insane, everything's crazy. Everybody's in there. Everybody should be listening to Best in Show here on TPXRadio.com.
The actual state of, city of Pittsburgh is actually in the room.
Wow. Hey, Pittsburgh.
It's the most listeners we've ever had at once.
I don't know that they're all listening, they're just there.
Oh, okay.
They're chatting. You know, like I said, I don't mean to, to quote Casey Kasem, I don't mean to start with a goddamn death dedication, but you know, it's I don't want to set the mood of the show as being sad and crazy, but I mean it is a sad week.
You might as well keep rolling along with it then, so we could get it out of the way.
Uh-huh. As long as we're dealing with sadness.
Yeah. No, stop. Wrong picture.
Oh, sorry. That was the other thing to be sad about. No, yeah, this week in other, again, on the same note, this is where I was going with it originally, but then you did that and I just couldn't help myself.
I'm not.
The other sadness in Pitcherland this week in New York, not in Pitcherland, the other really horrible.
Person land.
Yeah, but I mean, I was referring to craziness, I don't know. The other crazy thing that happened this week here in New York, unless you live under a rock, I'm sure you've heard. New York Yankees, was he number 4 or number 5 starter? I think he was the number 5. 5?
Yeah, because that's why he came in relief in that last game. Jarrett Wright was the number 4 starter. They were interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Neither was really very good for them, so.
Corey Lytle this week passes away on Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday.
It was Wednesday, actually.
I don't believe you, but okay, you're probably right. That seems like way longer ago than 4 days ago.
I'm almost positive it was Wednesday because I'm almost positive that it was supposed to be the first night the Mets played the Cardinals, because the reason I remember that is because they canceled the game because of the rain, and they were speculating, were they going to cancel the game because of that? But honestly,
it was rainy anyway. It was a rainy mess anyway.
It was definitely Wednesday. Sorry. Now I don't know.
Sorry, I'm thanking people.
No, it was Wednesday.
It was definitely Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm thanking people in the chat room for things and not talking the way that I should. I stopped myself, though, so don't look for the thank you. I deleted it so I could talk. Whatever day, like I said, it was Wednesday. Like I said, it's crazy because, again, it seems like so much longer than less than 5 days ago. That's nuts to me that it was only 5 days ago, but it was. But, yeah, so Corey Lytle flying his own personal private jet crashed into a midtown, basically residential, but somewhat, I mean, it was kind of owned by Cornell Hospital and Rockefeller University Hospital, so it was kind of like almost dorms for a lot of the doctors and stuff, but essentially it was a residential building for the most part. It might have been corporately owned, but it was for residential purposes. People were living there. Crashes into that and passes away. And like I said, on the whole weird thing of predicting things and calling things out, like Corey Lytle in an interview like less than a year ago was talking about how he has the safest plane in the world and there's nothing to worry about and everything's cool. Granted, that's you know, like more of like an ironic prediction because he didn't predict it. He predicted, you know, that he'd be fine no matter what because he had such a safe plane. He tempted the fates, I guess, if you will, jinxed himself.
What about the fact that on Tuesday he told Mike and the Mad Dog he wants to just go enjoy his life now?
You know, it's crazy because that's one of the nuts stories that came up about it. That's one of the huge things that everyone said about this whole thing was the fact that, oh my God, did he do it on purpose? He got ripped apart on Mike and the Mad Dog the day before. Hey, who lived in that apartment? Is that one of his ex-girlfriends? It's like, no.
No, but the person that lived in the apartment, though, was the person
I know.
I don't. If you may know the details more than me, I know it has something to do with a parade float going crazy.
Yeah, if you remember a couple of years back, a parade float hit like a telephone pole, or I don't remember if it was a telephone pole or a... No, someone, I know this call is coming. Someone, like a telephone pole or like a traffic signal or something like that, the thing fell on her and this girl sued the city. The reason she lived in that expensive apartment was because she had millions from the city from getting hit with something during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And well, lucky you, now she has like third-degree burns all over her body. I mean, she lived. She's not as bad a shape as, you know, as Corey Lytle, obviously, but she's in bad shape. Hey, we just got a call from our buddy, Vito, on the line to let me know because he wanted to talk about the crash. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey guys, what's going on?
But you know, a lot of sadness and joy to open up Best in Show today for some unknown reason. What's up?
This is in relation to the crash from, I think it was Tuesday, wasn't it?
I thought it was Tuesday. Keith is saying Wednesday. And the more I'm thinking about it, I think it was Tuesday because the game got postponed from Tuesday to Wednesday.
It got postponed from Wednesday to Friday. Thursday was game one, Friday was game two. It was supposed to be Wednesday
night. You're
right,
there's only been 3 games.
Yeah, it was definitely Wednesday.
You're right. Because we had 3 days in a row.
Well, Wednesday was the 11th, and that's what the date was.
We played a game each a day in a row, Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday, and it's Sunday right now. You're right. It was Wednesday. But anyway, so what do you guys say? Did Vito just fall in front of a train?
He refuses to believe that it was Wednesday, so he hung up.
Vito? Vito? All right, he hung up. I don't know what happened.
I wanted to know what happened to Sienna Miller, because he wrote, "Don't talk crap on Pittsburgh." You saw what happened to Sienna Miller in the chat room. I have no idea what that means.
Sienna Miller, she got...
Isn't she the girl that was playing Edie Sedgwick and the...
Yeah, her husband,
Jude Law
cheated on her and stuff with that girl.
But what does that have to do with Pittsburgh?
No, that's not what he was writing about. No, she said something about... She referred to Pittsburgh as being S-berg.
Oh,
And then she got publicly lambasted by a lot of people. Whatever. If the shoe fits, Berg, it's you the know, shoe fits. If the Pittsburgh. Shoe fits, Berg, it's you, Pittsburgh.
You know what? Don't you think... Like, obviously it was really sad what happened to Corey Lytle. But don't you think... Couldn't you see a lot of people in the media, if he hadn't been Corey Lytle, if it had just been some guy saying, you know, like... Can't you see them taking more of a, like, some jerk almost killed a bunch of people by flying where he shouldn't be kind of attitude towards
it?
Oh,
I think they kind of did have that attitude
They
had it for a couple of hours until they realized who it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, you know? It's like, so... And I'm not saying he's a jerk. I'm just saying
that,
like...
By the way, before I lose it here, we'll go right back to what you were just saying. But Game Show Lover points out in the chat room, if you take the date... 10-11-06 and flip it over with a mirror and look at it backwards.
You get 90-11-01.
No, you don't. You get 90-11-01. You're totally right. Holy crap.
But it is still creepy.
It's close, though.
Carry the zero to the other side and exit out.
All right, let's see. Let's see if it works this time. Vito, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Why don't you go from your cell phone or something? Or is that...
That one's dead, too.
Nice. You should try electricity. It's the newest. It's all the rage these days. So what's up? What's the weird thing that happened on Tuesday? I don't want to get you to say what you got to say before we lose you.
Well, you know, I'm a Mets fan.
And, congratulations.
Thank you. Maybe not congratulations, but hey. I'm a Mets fan. And, you know, whenever somebody brings up the Yankees, you know, my instinct is to say I hope they, you know, die of, you know, some horrible disease or something like that, mm-hmm. right? So I'm at work, and one of the guys calls downstairs and says, "Hey, do you know who Corey Little is?" You know, he didn't know how to say his name, and I go, "No, who is that?" And he goes, "Oh, he's a pitcher for the Yankees." I said, "I hope all the Yankees die in a fiery plane crash. I don't care about the Yankees." And he goes, "Well, this guy actually just died in the plane crash."
Great.
And now I can't say that anymore.
Boo hoo! You know, I guess the real person we should be mourning for is you, not being able to mock death.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you later.
24 of the.
Wow, that was really it. You're out of your mind.
Vito hung up on us twice.
Yeah, there he goes. I think it's just because his phone was going to die that he did.
Alex Rodriguez's plane had some problems yesterday. It overran the runway or something.
Personal plane, like a private plane. Or does he actually fly TWA?
I think it was actually a commercial.
Okay, I didn't know. By the way, the crazy thing.
I'm sure he wasn't in coach, I mean, but.
This whole thing tying in. Again, this is crying into this crazy prognostication thing of like putting things out there and knowing them before they happen. Granted, it had happened already. Maybe it was out in the atmosphere that Vito somehow knew to say fiery plane wreck and it happened. But it is creepy. It's a little odd. A little nutty stuff.
Well, that's weird to say it right at the time. Somebody's going to tell you that. You know,
weird is an understatement. It's like I said, it's insanity. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show. Happy, happy, joy, joy morning here on tpxradio.com. You can go to our website, bestinshowradio.com, download some of our old shows, listen to the new show, go to our chat room, go to all that sort of good stuff.
Not for nothing, man.
What's up?
When Corey Lytle ripped the team after they lost... Mm-hmm. You know so many Yankee fans, like, literally wished death on him.
Whatever, dude. I hope that guy's died. I hope that guy's dying. By the way, the other ways to get in touch with our... You can instant message us. Came back again. At Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith, respectively. Or you can call us on the hotline, like our buddy Vito just did. 877-744-6405.
They're not the only ones that could rip their team, though.
Oh, do you want to do that right now? Because there's 9 minutes till the satellite hookup, and I know that we could probably go on for that for an hour. But you know what? It is really true. The other sad loss here this week. And you know what? That's not the sad loss. The sad loss would be yesterday.
Lars Ulrich, dead.
But insanity, dude. Like Friday night, come on. Come on, ninth inning home runs.
That was the least surprising thing to me, that Billy Wagner was going to get shelled.
After he was so,
Don't even...
Sorry, I'm really seeing some crazy things about people finding out that people died like 4 years after the fact in a chat room. It's nuts. Yeah, that's really true.
I'm waiting for the
big boom. Probably not appropriate considering the discussion we've been having. Having it.
Boom!
Boom. Home run. Solo shot. Boom. Albert Pujols with a double.
All right, I got a couple things about this whole thing, first of all.
You want me to kill this music or keep the song?
You can lower it. I don't know. Kill it. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah, kill it. Whatever.
Say your prayers. This song sucks. I should kill myself. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Keeping with the death theme.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so like I said, you were really surprised. The thing is, on Thursday night.
No, I wasn't surprised.
No, you weren't surprised. That's what I'm saying. On Thursday night, when he did give up one hit, but he was relatively lights out in the ninth inning on Thursday. So I was like, all right, he's going to be okay. And then Friday night.
It's day to day with him. You never know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It didn't.
He's terrible, first of all, in a non-save situation. You would think it shouldn't. Are you all right there?
Yeah, no, I hurt my foot earlier this week.
Your toe?
No, not that. Something else.
The rest
of
it?
And I just banged the back of my foot on my chair where I've been bandaged up for like 3 days.
You shouldn't do that.
Oh, I'll stop now. But yeah, like, first things first, I mean, I don't want to blame him specifically, though he was the straw as the camel's back was being broken. I mean, Maine was horrible before that. Which, I mean, like, I was on this whole tip of, like, holy crap, Carpenter's given up so many runs, they got nothing to worry about. They got it. This is fine. Everything's cool. And again, I'm talking about 2 days ago. I'm not even talking about yesterday's shelling.
But to be fair to John Maine did what he was asked to do. Forgetting about any amount of runs given up, John Maine needed to match Chris Carpenter, which nobody thought he could do, and he did it. Granted, he did it because Carpenter was bad, but he did it. He matched Chris Carpenter. When they were up 6-4, though, and Willie Randolph let Mota stay in the game when Mota obviously didn't have it anymore.
Yep.
That's the thing that made me mad, because Willie Randolph went out to the mound, and I said, all right, good, he's going to bring Heilman in. You'll have to bring Heilman in for 4. And Willie Randolph, the one knock I've had against him the whole time, and I've complained about
mustache.
It constantly.
You should shave it, he looks retarded.
Is that he refuses sometimes to take a pitcher out of the game when the guy's obviously had it. And he does, and, you know, granted, it was only one inning Mota was pitching, but it was second and third with the tying runs. There was just no reason to have him in the game anymore. He was obviously losing it. And the whole thing, you know, you pull your starting pitcher out in the third inning of a game, you can pull a reliever out in the seventh and bring in Heilman, who's better against lefties anyway. Now we're getting really detailed about it, I mean, but the bottom line is Willie Randolph tends to stick too much to the same pitcher. It burned him there. I mean, so what are you going to do? And then Wagner just getting hammered around. You know what? I was able to deal with that yesterday because they were supposed to lose the Carpenter game anyway. The Carpenter versus Maine game, they were supposed to lose. So fine, the series was tied. Now here's the thing, though. Yesterday, I understand, you know what? If the Mets get knocked out right now and I never have to see Steve Traxel in a big spot again, I'll be happy. I understand he won 17 games this year, but he also gave up 8 runs in some of those 17 games that he won. And he's pitched good for them in the past. He's come close to pitching no-hitters a bunch of times. He's okay. He's decent. And, you know, without the injuries, he wouldn't have been the number 3 starter. But if I never have to see him again, I probably wouldn't care. But the bottom line is, aside from him pitching bad, Darren Oliver came in and pitched 6 shutout innings yesterday. You cannot not score against Jeff Suppan. I don't care how rejuvenated he is and how much better he's gotten under the Cardinals pitching coach. You can't not score against this guy. You know what? Darren Oliver, if somebody told me before the game, Traxel's going to give up 5 runs, but Darren Oliver's going to hold them the rest of the way, I would say, well, you know what? The Cardinals bullpen isn't that good, and Jeff Suppan can be okay. They're probably going to win the game because they'll probably score 6 runs. You have to score. And it's, you know what, another thing, I love Jose Valentin, he was nice resurgence this year, gave them a second baseman when they needed one. I can't watch him bat anymore. I can't watch him come up when a guy just walked the bases loaded and swing at the first pitch when he's 1-for-19.
He's not in there as an offensive threat, though. He's in there as,
no,
as,
but you know what, though?
He's decent defensively,
but
Anderson, more than anything else.
Well, I was going to say Anderson Hernandez is great defensively, but he's definitely not getting a hit, so I guess that's the difference.
Oh, man.
And not for nothing, in the light of day, the Mets could easily win tonight and tie the series and guarantee that it at least goes back to Shea. But Oliver Perez is a flip of a coin. The good thing is the Cardinals also have a guy like that pitching tonight, Anthony Reyes, so who knows, you know.
It's
Oliver Perez is going to get knocked out in the first inning. You know it.
You want him to go on with the theme of prognosticating? First inning, he gets knocked out?
Literally. Oh, David Eckstein's going to hit the ball off his head.
Off his head, and he gets knocked unconscious.
Darren Oliver's then going to come in and pitch 10 shutout innings, but he won't earn a spot in the starting rotation.
Oh, awesome.
As has been the case all year.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, I think they're...
I think the Cardinals and the Mets are both in trouble no matter what.
I'd say they're in trouble because they're going to be facing against the sweep artist, the team of destiny, apparently, this year.
See, it was supposed to be the Tigers and the Mets because they were the two teams that all year long were running away with the leagues, even though the Tigers in the end didn't even win the division. But they were the teams that were winning every game that people were saying, once it comes to the postseason, they're not going to be able to play with everyone else. Tigers kept up their end of the bargain.
Yeah, I was going to say, in four games beating the Yankees, in four games beating the A's.
Yeah, seven in a row after losing that first game.
Yeah, they're looking pretty unstoppable.
Either team, no matter what, maybe, I mean, even if the Mets were up 3-0 right now, I'd still be saying this. Either team, once they get into the postseason, how could you match, like, any of the four starters on the Tigers against anyone? And maybe Glavin if he keeps pitching this
good. I got news for you. I am less afraid of the Tigers than I am of the Cardinals.
Yeah, because the Cardinals have their foot on the Mets' throats right now.
Yeah, because they're not going to get past the Cardinals. They don't actually have to play the Tigers. Things keep up.
So tonight's game, if you could...
Mm-hmm.
I go, like
an idiot in the back room. Mm-hmm.
If you could swap tonight, you would have Oliver Perez starting in down 2-1 still. They just need to win the tie the series. You'd rather have Oliver Perez starting in Detroit against anyone on the Tigers?
Probably not. Okay.
And this is my other thing
now.
Put it that
way.
One more thing about the series, then I'll let it go. Somebody's got to knock Albert Pujols on his ass already.
Yeah, you
he's so good. And
I saw that he posted it. Keith posted it in our on our message board, which you guys should be checking out, by the way, bestinshowradio.com. Click on forum, and you can see all the crazy statements that he's made. Which, by the way, weren't crazy. I'm just
Tom Glavin shut them out in the first game. Pujols, this is the least thing that bothers me. The next day says, well, he wasn't good at all. He wasn't any good at all, Glavin. They asked him, what do you think of Glavin's performance? He wasn't any good at all. We just made mistakes, something like that. Whatever, fine. Glavin, they asked Glavin, he said, I don't comment on what other people say because I don't care. Okay, which is a perfect answer, obviously. But then, first of all, have you ever seen... I've really not seen this guy play all that much, Pujols. I know how good he is, but I've never actually seen him play all that much. Have you ever seen the smirk on his face when he comes up to the plate? But that's not even it either.
He's
though.
Probably the best offensive player in the game.
There's no probably. He is, but
well, he's in quite a slump right now. Well, he was in quite
a slump. No, he was. The Mets woke him up. But the fact that this guy walks and then takes the bat and over his head and tosses it, like throws the bat up in the air and flips it and walks to first base. Somebody's gonna knock him on his ass. If they're down 8-0 tonight, Guillermo Mota has to hit him in the face.
Wait a minute. You're like Staten Island Little Leaguers, like just looking to attack people.
Come on,
now.
Mota used to hit Piazza all the time.
Well, he had it coming though. You ever see that mustache? Everything for me is about the mustache.
Whatever, that's it. I'm done. We'll see. Maybe next week we'll be talking about Game 1 of the World Series, hopefully.
I'm sure we will.
But as far as the Mets being in it.
I'm sure we will be. I just don't know who we'll be talking about. Oh, boy. I don't know.
It's so hot. I think I have a fever.
It's just me. I was sick all week. I was having problems all this week.
I had sore throat all week. I've had a tooth with an exposed nerve for like a year now. I think I should probably go to the dentist since tooth infections can spread to the rest of your body.
An exposed nerve wouldn't be an infection.
Well, it used to hurt. It hurt for the longest time. It hurt. I used to get food stuck in it. Then I flossed half of it out, and now it's just like exposed nerve on it.
All right, you're disgusting, and I don't even want to think about this. I'd rather think about something happy like a satellite uplink being up.
Wow.
And being really staticky, too.
Well, amen. You got to get the news out any way you can.
Take you now to a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatley.
Yes.
as always, reporting from someplace special, it's our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
Everything sounds insanely staticky and nuts right now.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the woods. I'm having a real hard time with technology out here. I went all Unabomber on you guys, and I'm in this cabin made of logs.
Are you in camouflage?
maybe.
I guess that would ruin the point of the camouflage if they knew what to look for. Because now I've decided she's in hiding.
Well, I mean, but what else is the reason for wearing camouflage? It's a good point. People wear camouflage while they're walking around out in public, and they shouldn't. Camouflage is to conceal. It's to camouflage.
I think she took that Unabomber auction to heart. Sorry, Vanessa. Go.
Oh my God! What is all that happening?
This is almost unbearable.
Come on, grin and bear it, Vanessa. Get the story out. It's the news. You're a journalist.
Well, here's the thing. I am a journalist, but I'm also ferociously unprepared. Because I didn't know if I was going to actually talk to you guys until, like, 11 o'clock this morning. And then I was going to do this story about how this woman picked up her infant and swung it like a bat at her boyfriend. But you guys started talking about all death and stuff this morning, and I was like, I can't even do this. Like, I'm a bad person, I guess, because I kind of, like, I laughed when I read the story. Then I felt really bad about laughing.
As you chuckled again.
I just laughed when you said it. It was the description, swung it like a bit. I actually read that story. That was, like, somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think, right? Or...
keeping with the Pennsylvania theme that we were going on this morning, it was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and this lady had, she had five kids, and this was just the youngest one, and she'd just given birth like 4 weeks ago. She went out to a bar, she got drunk, she said. She came home, and her 20-year-old crack addict boyfriend maybe started hitting on her, doing something, you know, they said there were some domestic violence reports. She got so angry that she picked the baby up out of the bed by its ankles and beat him with it, with the baby. So the baby was in critical condition. And see, I'm giggling as I say it. The baby was in critical condition. She was arrested, and there's a big domestic violence inquiry going on, and all her kids got taken away. And the picture of her, which this is the part that also makes me a bad person, the picture of her, like, made me laugh more than anything. Like, she's got, like, one swollen up eye, and, like, it's just, it's terrible. I'll put it on my blog.
Oh, my God.
That was the best thing she could find to hit the guy.
Like, there wasn't a stick or a lamp or anything sitting around. The baby's the first thing she chooses. How old was the kid?
It was an infant.
4 weeks old.
Oh, that baby's going to
die.
4 weeks
old.
See, this
is... baby's going to die.
It was the only one out of her five kids that was actually... that this guy was the father of, so maybe she... maybe it was like, take your damn baby, you know? That was...
See, I think if she used a 9-year-old, it would have been more damaging. By the way, Vanessa, it's just been pointed out by our buddy John that it sounds like Vanessa is uplinking from inside of a fire right now.
I really am in the wilderness.
Wow, we're actually starting to lose her now.
I'm just still blown away and just feel awful about the whole story. I understand there's all sorts of craziness with the sound and everything. I'm just sitting here horrified thinking about a 4-week-old child being a weapon, and that just totally...
Yeah, it was a really horrifying story. So the fact that Keith and I both giggled, I don't know, maybe you have to rethink your relationship with us.
I'd like to say it's
nothing to rethink. It's horrible, but I, you know, I'm stuck with both of you, and I'm not going to get rid of either one of you. But I just can't stand it.
I'd like to say it's our initial reaction to the story, but it's probably not, because we both heard about it a while ago and we're still laughing.
As you continue to giggle. Yeah, I'm totally appalled, and you're both monsters.
Did we lose Vanessa?
I don't know.
I think maybe Steve is okay, if that makes you feel it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well,
no.
His
by okay, do you mean dead?
No, yeah, in a much better place. No, his skull was fractured, but they put him in like one of those medical-induced comas, and he came out of it. So.
Uplifting radio every Sunday here on Best in Show. Good stuff. But you can get a chuckle out of it if you're a monster like my two co-hosts here. Vanessa, I love talking to you more than anything in the world. It's insanely horrible to listen to this, and I don't want to cut this short, but this, I mean, it's like a static nightmare list trying to get this through. I'm getting instant messages left and right from people saying, wow, we can't even hear what's going on here.
I hear you. All right. I will be back in civilization next week, and we'll do a more lengthy report.
Absolutely, absolutely. As always, I'm horrified, but as always, I'm a fantastically awful.
What do you mean? Says, thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to say what I usually say, but I can't say anything nice about this story. It's making me feel
maybe weird. Maybe next week, in addition to your report, you can tell us why you're hiding in the wilderness, if you're ready to speak about it.
We'll see.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. That's horrifying. That's absolutely horrifying. Wow.
Static's gone.
Oh, the static's gone. Cool. Everything sounds good again. Whew.
Call it back. Oh, there it is again. All right, hold on. We'll call you back again.
Oh, man.
I mean, satellite uplink her again.
You know what's crazy? When Vito put in the room, that baby should die so it doesn't have to have the horror of choosing one of those two idiots for a parent. But here's the thing. How do you know that the guy who got hit with the baby was so bad? I mean, we don't know. What did he do wrong?
He impregnated an idiot.
Yeah, I guess. Makes you such a bad guy just because you'd like to hang out with a lady, maybe, and have relations that maybe could lead to something. Oh, man. Like I said, I can't even. Maybe it's just because, like I said, the what are you giggling about?
Reporting from the center of the earth.
Oh, from the center of the earth? Oh, I thought you were giggling about reporting from the others' camp.
I didn't even see that.
All those electromagnetic fields and such. Now's when I should be playing the Lost theme song, which I don't know if I even have on this computer. Actually, I think it's going to play that Mama Cass song again.
Why don't you play the Lost Boys song, sung by the guy from Foreigner?
Okay, here it is.
Love Foreigner. Are we going to talk about Lost?
Why the hell not? Do you want me to put on the other song instead?
No, this is the Lost song.
I know, but you sent me a song and said, hey, we could play this for talking about Lost.
No, I wanted to play that Black Crowes song. I had said we were going to play the Black Crowes song because I had brought it up, and I said it's a song I really love by them. But I had said that maybe I would talk about it while I was talking about the Sad Mets, but that's too late, so.
Oh, we'll do that later when we get back to the Sad Mets. I'm sure it'll come back up. So what's up with Lost?
Show.
Good show, right?
What do you think? Why don't you start? Because I don't remember what happened this week.
I'm trying to think myself. I was hoping you were going to help
okay,
me out.
You're definitely wrong about the Taye Diggs connection, first of all. Did you see the highlights of that show?
Taye Diggs is totally going to be one of the others on a different show.
How bad does that show look?
I got to be honest, dude. I don't know if you're familiar with my life. It involves TiVo.
I know. Mine involves a DVR, and I had to go back and watch the highlights of the show because of you.
I fast-forwarded through the entire thing. I didn't even get to it.
Because of your big predictions.
I'm telling you, dude, Taye Diggs.
I saw Taye Diggs, and I was like, wait a second, that's got to be an ad for that commercial.
Taye Diggs is actually going to be the person who kicks in the door and breaks Jack out of the cell. It's a really great song, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think it's actually a remake, though. Well, first of all, it's 40 years old. Almost.
What, so?
But it was a remake of a song.
Oh, nice.
It's like Bobby Sherman or something.
They make nice shirts, right, that all the skinhead kids wear, Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
And Frank Perry's, those are my two favorite things to wear.
All right, so.
And Nurse Martin shoes. Anyway, I should have let it go after Frank.
Yeah, You want to analyze that joke?
Yeah, I should have stopped at two. I went three, and that's what made it two go too far. All right, so here's what happened this week on Lost. We got to see Sawyer assessing the situation, looking to bust up some dudes and making out with Kate's smelly, disgusting body. Just think about how awful those people
made out with her body. I'm sure.
But okay, just think about how awful she must smell at this point. Why would you want to kiss
anybody? We covered this probably on our old show. I think we covered how the beauties of Lost, how much they almost stink.
Well, I honestly don't even remember this. I don't even remember it at all. I blocked out that whole old show. I don't remember any of it anymore.
Lost?
yes, that was it. Yeah, but okay, just not even that, man. Kate is gross. I don't care if she's wearing a little dress. Oh, look at her in
a
sundress.
She's all right. I don't know. She's just...
I think she's rotten. But whatever, so Sawyer's assessment...
She looks like a monkey a little bit, I guess.
That's kind of endearing and cute about her. I don't have a problem with that. I just think she's ugly. She's an ugly monkey. okay, so Sawyer's assessing the situation, looking to get things going. They took the boat back. We learned a little more backstory about Jin and him killing his wife's son's, what do you call?
His wife's son's...
The interpreter guy. I can't remember his name. The interpreter guy who she was banging behind his back.
The bald guy. I don't know his name either. Did they even say his name ever?
Probably. I think they did at some point.
Did they? I don't think they did.
Yeah, because he was Mr. So-and-so when you first met him at the hotel. Okay. In, like, the first
was season. He the guy that like mouthed off to Jin when Jin was working the door? Or was he friendly to him?
He was friendly to him.
He was friendly to him. Yep. Okay.
It's funny. It's like 6 degrees, bro. You never know that that's the guy that's going to get smashed into the hood of your car falling from the building after you don't kill him.
Oh, Vito pointing out his name was Jay. How could I forget Jay So? His name wasn't Jay So, but his name was Jay.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what's even going on with the show.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. Pull the plugs. Let's go.
this week's show, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was entertained still. It wasn't enough for me knowing that that was the second to last show I'm going to see for 16 years right now until the next episode comes on.
Well, yeah, did you notice? Oh, you didn't watch. In the commercial, they said coming soon to ABC Wednesdays. Like they wouldn't say like coming in 2 weeks at 9 o'clock.
You know what you guys are enjoying right now? You won't be in 2 weeks. You'll be flipping the channel looking for something else while Tay Diggs is here. And you won't even realize that he's about to break Sawyer out.
In 287 and a half hours, you'll be watching this show. You do the math.
I'd like to see almost like a spinoff that comes out of it, like Sawyer and Tay Diggs together, like their partners and like their partners not in crime, their partners like detectives together. After he frees them, oh, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be like Rush Hour, only better.
It's going to be like Rush Hour, only I'll watch it.
No, actually, it'll be exactly like Rush Hour. I don't know.
I liked it. I think...
I just got an instant message from Vito to lower the music. What the hell are you talking about?
How's this?
I don't know what's going on. I guess he's on a delay. He's on a delay from before. I guess I had the music a little too loud.
Sorry, I had to hit the cough button. I was choking to death.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't really care about that. That's fine. Choking to death. Prognosticating once again here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPXRadio.com. You can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. Or get to the chat room. Come to our website, BestinShowRadio.com. Click on contact, go to chat room. Or go to TPXRadio.com and click on chat room. Get up in here and enjoy the party. Anyway, but yeah.
I'm trying to recall what else happened in the show. Maybe it wasn't that memorable.
That's the thing. I don't think that there was anything really. I mean, the fact that
it was good, though.
They lost the boat. You got a lot of backstory stuff, like you always do, but you got a lot of stuff on the Sun Jin stuff. Dude, I would love it.
What about Ben Ree's conversation? Ben Ree Gale's conversation with Jack. Did he. Oh, that's right. Oh.
That's how the show ends?
This is what happened.
Something crazy happened at the end.
I record Lost. You record it because you have to. You can't really watch it till later.
Right,
it's not convenient.
Sometimes I have a 2-year-old walking around, even though she should be asleep at that point. She just sometimes decides, hey, you know what? I'm a person and I don't want to sleep.
I record it because I can't tolerate when the commercials come on waiting. So I record it and at 9:30 I start watching it so I can shoot through all the commercials. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm recording it on my DVR. And Henry says a line, or Ben, whatever his name is now, says a line to Jack.
And the numbers really mean, bling, yeah. Delete now.
He's saying something, then all of a sudden it goes, it tiles up. You had cable, so you know how it tiles up, and it's like...
Pixelates, a computer, if you will.
It pixelates, and then all of a sudden it's the voice gets all robotic. So it goes... Yeah, exactly. So he says something like...
Sounding something like Vanessa did a few minutes ago.
A little less fiery, though. How about, well... Why don't you ask me? This is the Red Sox, and I'm like, what? And I was like, did you say Red Sox? And then that's when you see
They actually showed clips.
Ben showing the clips of the Red Sox wing. So I know what happened is Jack always says that's why the Red Sox will never win the World Series, that because his father always used to say that. So he must have said it, and then Henry says to him, "No, but they did really. The Yankees were up 3-0, and it was just I don't know. It was kind of strange." Because, like, that, I don't know if the reason he brought that up was because Jack said his usual, that's why the Red Sox will never win the World Series comment. But the guy also had a TV with a tape waiting to show him.
No, he was telling him what was going on in the world, that the world was still going on, that he wasn't dead. These things really happened. And Jack called out, like...
So that's something that I should probably be mad about my cable company for, that I
right.
missed that.
Yeah, he went through this whole thing of just like, whatever, blah, 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 and the Red Sox won the World Series. And that's when Jack's like, you know, it's not even believable. Like, if you could have made it any other team other than the Red Sox, it would have been believable.
Oh, wow. So I missed a good 3 minutes, probably. Then,
by the way, I'm getting
a good minute.
I'm getting instant messages from our buddy Monty, who's going to be calling in a little bit with his lock. We'll talk about that in a minute. He's saying that there are
lock wasn't in the show yet.
There are 7 episodes before January.
There was supposed to be 7, but then they were supposed to. Then what I read. Okay, here's what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to start in September. There were supposed to be 7 episodes. Then they were going to show Daybreak. Groundhog Daybreak, and then they were going to show the remaining 15 episodes. Then what I read is since they pushed it back to October, there was going to be 3 episodes, Daybreak, and then 19.
Okay.
Unless now they've made it 7 again.
Oh, dude, if that's the case and you've been making me mad for the past couple of weeks for nothing, I'm going to be
really...
Well,
I mean, that's what I read, though.
From where?
TVGuide.com or whatever.
Drudge. I read it on Drudge. I read it on our message board, so it's obviously incredible. Somebody named Farty Fartpants wrote it on a message board, so it's obviously the most credible source ever.
No, I read it because, like, I figured that's what they're going to do.
By Reddit, you
it was,
mean...
It was like I read it.
You read it out of the notebook that you just wrote it in a minute before. The real meaning behind Lost is everyone thinks I'm handsome. I don't even know what that meant at all. I'm starting to question this now. I don't know why I just assumed that you knew what was going on, but now I remember you're a guy who hides from everything.
Did he tell him that?
Did,
what?
What?
Hides?
From anything Lost related online. So maybe you got one blurb and you...
Oh,
don't,
no, no,
you
no,
don't
but I
read
the
much.
Stuff about like when it's going to air and stuff, you know, like...
Like TV Guide.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This is where I heard it, though. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, 7 straight episodes would make more sense, I guess.
Actually, the whole season in a row would make more sense.
See, 7 episodes I can tolerate. You know why? Because the first season of Twin Peaks had 7 episodes because it started in the middle of the year. And that, to me, is a complete contained series. So I can tolerate 7 in a row. Can't tolerate 3 in a row. As great as it would be for 19 in a row after that...
Why don't you just wait 10 weeks and do 21 in a row? Or 22 in a row?
I'm just... You know, I can't even wait week to week. I'm just going to wait for the DVDs to come out next year.
Dude, in all honesty, that's what I did for the first season, because you told me about it. Like,
but the thing is, you had never seen it.
You told me about it like week 6, and at that point, I was like, all right, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to wait till the
And as much as
come
somebody
out.
Telling you this is the greatest thing you'll ever see, this will make you 6 inches taller. Not that that's necessarily something you're looking for.
By the way, Monty just instant messaged me. His lock of the week is that there are going to be 7 episodes in a row, not 3, like you're saying.
Okay. Maybe he'll finally get one right.
I was going to say, maybe that'll work out to be, maybe that'll work out almost as good as his lock of the week last week did. I just told him to call. Maybe you
that it's his lock of the week is 7 episodes in a row, unless an ABC executive changes his mind.
We should you wait. Let him defend himself first. Let him defend himself first. Oh man, 7-1-8. I'm giving.
Oh wait, I gotta call him out in battle. I forgot we're battling today.
Yeah, I'm giving. I'm sorry. I'm calling out the secret hotline number and giving it to him. By secret, I mean the one that people would have to pay for instead of it being free. Yes.
So next week we'll talk about the third episode of Lost, last one for 2 years.
Right.
According to something your daughter was saying before. I think that's what she was saying.
Well, that's how you interpret saying, I don't know. I don't know what the story is, but we got him on the line now, and he's coming here with his Lock of the Weeks, amongst other things.
Lock of the Weeks? It's one lock for weeks?
Well, I mean, changed. Last week it was like the Lock of the Week, the Play of the Week, the everything else of the week. So now it's the Lock of the Weeks.
But it should be Locks of the Week.
No, now it's Lock of the Weeks. No. this is the one. If you're going to bet ever at any point, I think you should be betting on the fact that there are going to be 7 episodes of Lost, according to him. Hey, Monty, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, Joe! What's up, guys?
So how do you have a lock of the week that there are going to be 7 episodes? What are you basing this on?
That's my lock of the week, 7 episodes. Because I don't know where anyone ever said 3 episodes. I never heard that.
Yeah, do you know where I heard it from? I only heard it from Keith, but I automatically believed it from him and said, oh, man, this is like, and I started getting really annoyed about it and got sort of.
Well, again, because
it.
The first thing that I heard was it was going to be 7 when it started in September. Then I read because it was starting in October, they were only going to show 3.
I'm searching all over. All over myself.
Search like TVGuide.com archives or something, because I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it.
But you know, even on like Keith was saying, on ABC last week, the commercials for the new Taye Diggs show, they're secretive about when it's starting, how it's starting, what time it's starting. You know, so
that could work either way.
You know what? That's a good idea. Then I'm going to do a search for that. When does Daybreak begin? And I'll go on Wikipedia.
It's Groundhog Daybreak.
Oh.
Wikipedia? You look on Wikipedia for TV information?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
I don't look on Wikipedia for anything past 1820.
Nice. I Googled, when does Daybreak begin? And one of my results is...
Usually around 5 a.m.?
One of the results... What? One of the results is, does anyone have a copy of the hot dog diet?
What?
More importantly, did anyone answer yes?
I will tell anyone to put in when does Daybreak begin into Google, and your third result will be does anyone have a copy of the hot dog diet?
I got to do a Google search on the hot dog diet alone.
The internet is chock full of information that's easy to access.
You know what? We shouldn't even count on anything. Maybe Lost will be on. Maybe it won't be on. I mean,
I heard it was canceled.
I don't know. All
that's how I interpreted Jay's lock of the week last week, that Lost was going to be canceled.
Whose? So you got confused for a second there. You thought this was something else. So we got one lock of the week from Monty here, that there will be 7 episodes of Lost before the break for Daybreak, Groundhog's Day, starring Bill Murray.
Monty, was that Google or Yahoo that you were...
That was a Google.
Okay.
That was a Google.
Google.
What am I doing? I'm still looking.
Awesome. Web searching. Take a listen. The sounds of search.
Let's all search together.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Daybreak begins November 15th.
Oh, Jesus. What a piece of garbage. If you go to our message board, you go to bestinshowradio.com, click on forum, look at it. I go to a whole tirade about like trying to tie Taye Diggs into Lost and how I'm going to try and stop watching the show because I'm so mad that the creators of Lost have done this to me and they're making me a lab rat just like Sawyer. Wow, I really just blanked out for a second. Just like Sawyer in the cage to try and get his little fish biscuits. And I'm totally annoyed. And what it comes down to is Keith was just talking crazy. You're talking absolutely insanity. Crazy, crazy talk.
When I typed in when does Daybreak begin to Yahoo, the top thing was thoughts turn to bow hunting.
Oh, nice.
Wait, did you not see the hot dog diet?
No, I went to Yahoo. I didn't go to Google.
You did it wrong.
It's broken.
By the way, did anyone on your TV show thing, did you TiVo 30 Rock this week?
Don't tell me. Well, I mean, I guess you could tell me. Because of Keith's prodding, again, I just started taking an interest in 30 Rock. I actually downloaded a lot of the shows.
I didn't even watch it.
No, you're getting confused.
Studio
60, that's right. What's 30 Rock?
Same thing.
I enjoy Studio 60. 30 Rock is the Tina Fey show.
They're actually NBC.
Tracy Morgan and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, NBC actually pokes fun at the fact that they're the same idea, the two shows on the commercials. Like Alec Baldwin on one of the commercials comes in and asks where Matthew Perry and Amanda Peet are. You know.
Does he?
It's mean.
Nah.
It's kind of mean-spirited. It's kind of mean-spirited and hurtful.
I saw that on Wikipedia.
That was a joke from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, you're right. That was, whatever band was on with, Oh, no, no, no. Saturday Night Live said, where's Al? So one of the okay. There was a commercial for Saturday Night Live.
Wow, I'm really totally confused.
And whatever the terrible band that was playing that week said, where's Amanda Peet and Alec Baldwin? Like, they named people from both shows. But then there's an episode, there's a commercial for 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin comes into Tina Fey and he asks, where's Matthew Perry? And I'm pretty sure he says Amanda Peet also. She's like, oh, no, that's a different show. You signed on to do the show with me and Tracy Morgan. And he's like, no, I didn't. Oh, get out of here, or something like that.
She's great. I think you need to start watching more television.
That's kind of crazy hijinks that they got going on. All my television consists. Oh, I got news for you. I got a lot of TV that I'm watching right now. At your prodding, like I said, I just now recently I'm starting to take an interest in
Jericho
in Studio 60. No, I won't watch Jericho ever. Anything with Skeet Ulrich, I'm out of. But I just now
handsome.
I started. I know he's handsome, but yeah, I wanted nothing to do with Studio 60. It seemed kind of goofy to me. But because you were saying that it's worth it to watch just for the train wreck aspect of what they show as being the bits that are eventually going on the show that are unfunny, I had to check it out. So I actually downloaded a couple of episodes. Haven't watched them yet. Thank God for iTunes.
Well, see, I'm a really big fan of Saturday Night Live. Always have. So that's why I kind of like. I like that show a lot, seeing the backstage stuff.
You know what my problem with Studio 60 is, though? When they actually show the content on the show, it's not like what it's supposed to be, the actual variety show they're doing. It's not funny. Well, and yeah. I couldn't possibly see it being popular.
Exactly what
I was
saying.
I disagree, because if they would do that and you were watching it on Saturday Night Live, it's basically the same thing.
You're
just seeing it in a different context.
I guess maybe. I mean, but I when they were doing a game show, and it was it was the one where Rob Reiner was supposedly the host, and they were doing some game show.
The point
show,
is moot?
And it was
Science.
Yeah, Science. And the idea behind it would have been funny, but just the comments that the guy that was hosting the show was making were just like, it was just too, like...
I understand, but I could imagine it being on Saturday Night Live.
Granted, Saturday Night Live is also terrible.
He was just talking about how he's such a big fan of it.
I haven't watched it.
Him.
I haven't watched it since
that guy said
Bill Murray. Saturday Night Live.
Ever since that guy said
Saturday Night Live, every episode for the past 15 years. It's awful.
I was hoping he was going to say for the last 3 weeks.
Who's even on that show now? I heard Horatio Sanz and
Chris Parnell got
bumped.
Let go.
Yeah,
Chris Parnell. That kind of bummed me out. Horatio Sanz was never funny.
It's
that's
fat.
About it. But listen,
he was a fat guy.
I got to get straight to the lock of the week. I have to go to my brother's house in a little bit.
That's ridiculous.
But I have some exciting news, because the lock of the week is soon to be renamed the Slage Lock of the Week.
The what lock of the week?
I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Slage or Slodge, but I'm writing a letter to
the lock company.
Slage company, to the lock company. Trying to get a sponsorship for this show.
Awesome.
It's S-C-H-L-A-G-E. I don't know what's pronounced either.
Yeah, so I think every Slage. Week I'll say the Slage Lock of the Week, and then hopefully maybe we can get some free locks out of
awesome.
It.
Awesome. We'll be so locked up. That'll be, you know, always thinking. That's professionalism. That's nice. That's what I like to hear for my Lock of the Week from Monty.
Oh, that was my cue.
Nice.
And they'll send me a real lock to do that with. I'll have to use my Slage lock.
Awesome. Fantastic.
I'm going to be excited, but I wrote a letter to them. So
that's excellent stuff.
I wrote an actual letter. What do you think about that?
Oh, as opposed to an email, you actually put pen to paper?
Yeah. Well, no, I typed it.
Nice.
But I think now you'll get more results out of an actual letter.
This is a lot
so
more...
You think
there's a lot more work
probably,
involved.
How many letters did I get?
Yeah, it's the one piece of mail they'll get that day.
What?
So.
What is this thing?
It'll get more attention than an email.
That's a good idea, right?
I think it's the greatest idea I've ever heard. I'm going to stop emailing anyone. I'm going to start writing letters every place I have to do.
For the record, Walter Schlage founded the company in the early 1920s.
Oh, that's good.
What year? 1920s?
Yes.
I was hoping you said 1820s.
Nobody had locks before that.
I thought you were going to say 1820s, and then it would go into your Wikipedia thing.
I was on Google.
If this,
darn.
If this works, I'll be very excited for my for the fall, for the spring rather, when I do my Quiznos basketball pick of the week.
Awesome. Starving. All right, so I mean, as long as we're talking about locks and you're talking about the lock of the week, do we even need to address your lock of the week from last week, or should we just
Okay, listen, I had my first loss of the year last week. And you know, I'm not saying that I'm coming here with excuses, but when you go under in a game, under 41 points, they score 13 at the half, they have about 20 points in the fourth quarter, that game is looking to go under. But when one of the guys fumbles in the end zone, and then with 20 seconds left, you throw it to the other team for a touchdown, I mean, you can't blame me for that.
Is this what you told the bookie?
I understand. Listen, if I said take the Jets last week, okay, then I'm wrong. That's terrible. But
no,
this
you told people to take the under, and you were wrong. I don't want to. Like I said, I mean, you're the. You know, I mean, we have you for the Slage Lock of the Week, and it's a big and important moment on the show every week. But I don't want to call you out. But the fact of the matter is, you were blatantly wrong. I understand.
Right, kind of. I see it much differently from you guys.
Kind of wrong. Since you put it that way, I do kind of see what you're saying here. All right, enough of
it. Do you really see, though? The game was under. How do you give a team 23 points in a fourth quarter?
Again, if you're asking if I really see, do you? I mean, I can go with the bid if you want, but the fact of it is, no, I don't see it. You picked the
it's
under. It didn't go under, and that was it. That's the fact that
I'll take the loss.
If it's a lock,
as much as I want to be 5.5 rather than a whole loss, but I'll take the whole loss. If you want to play
by the rules, you locked. You told people lock. You told our listeners, hey, this is where you're going to put your money on. This is how you're going to make
money.
You know how
many farmers lost their entire farm because of the Monty lock of the week?
No, that's the Slage Lock of the Week featuring Monty.
No, that wasn't a Slage.
Soon to be. Let's not say it now, because if I say it and then we get nothing
copyrights and all that.
Plus, if Slage finds out about this, they're going to pull the whole thing.
Then we look stupid. See, this is another thing. I can't go to Slage with a Lock of the Week and be like, oh, last week I lost with the under. At least I could explain that the game was pretty much under.
All right, so now we're ready for this week's Monty's pretty much Lock of the Week.
All right, this week, the soon-to-be Slage Lock of the Week in your game of San Francisco and San Diego, we are going with the over.
Nice pick. What is the over-under?
The over 42 points.
Wow.
I think San Diego alone is going to go over.
Was that?
I said I think San Diego alone is going to go over.
It's going to be a really close game, I think. I really love San Francisco getting 10 points at home. If someone needs to do a little parlay with it. But San Francisco scoring like 24 points at home. And if you think the Chargers are going to win, the Chargers are going to at least score 25 points. And there it has gone over.
I'm a big Antonio Bryant fan. I'm a big Antonio Bryant fan in fantasy sports. Not to change it to silly fantasy talk, but when you bring it up San Francisco, I'm a big, big fan of his. He's putting big points up every week. And honestly, I think over the 42 is a pretty nice bet. But I mean, that's not my call to make, though.
Obviously. I'm mad because last week, for some reason, I thought all along I had picked the Chargers, and then Monty actually pointed out to me that night that I picked the Steelers. So this week I have to pick the Chargers. Like, that's a smart way to pick. Like, I'm making up for not picking them last week.
That's if you could go back every week and pick who you should have picked
great.
The week before.
I'd get like 60% of them right.
Maybe. Some of the time.
Or you can actually start stealing the picks that I do and then start winning.
Nice. You could start stealing some of Monty's picks of the week. He actually won last week, I think, in our Pick'em League. But that's
my first week, and this week is going to be big.
Only 13 games this week. It can't be that big. But That was amazing. That was Monty's lock of the week, everybody. So you put your money down on it. He put the over on the 42 for San Diego versus San Francisco. Yeah, he hung up. Yeah, that was his big finale. I think it was brilliant.
I wanted to ask him about the Giants being 2-3 after this week.
Oh, man, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. Hold on, I actually have to instant message him. That was fantastic. I loved that. Perfect. I just wanted to get that out there. Awesome. So his pretty much lock of the week. I got to be honest. I would probably go with the 2 on the over. I say I'm not an over-under guy, though. I'm not usually an over-under guy. But if I were, I would bet on it.
I would if I was a betting guy where I would actually bet on games, I'd probably be more likely to take an interest in the over-under. But because I don't bet, it doesn't really.
He's pointing out in his instant messages to me that because of the silly ending that he just did, Slage will never use him now.
That's what Master is for.
Awesome. Yeah, Vito actually called that Master Lock in there, too. That's the way to go. Awesome. Hey, as long as we're talking football, what do you think about football? Good game?
In comparison to...
I don't know, curling.
I like football better.
Me too. You know why I like it? What I like so much about it?
That Arsenal won yesterday?
Yeah, I like that in about 52 minutes, this show is going to end. I'm going to hit stop on the on everything. I'm going to stop on the recording, hit save, and run screaming out the door like a wild man. As my wife should be out front in the car with it warmed up, ready for us to go out to the Meadowlands Arena.
I'm going to hang out for like an hour after the show.
Feel free. Just lock the door on your way out. I'm going to the Meadowlands Arena after today's show for a 4 p.m. game. Luckily 4 p.m. because otherwise we would have had to have pre-recorded this, or you'd be doing the show with Monty, you know, on the phone or something, or Vito and not me. Because I'm going to see the Miami Football Dolphins and Joey Harrington light up the New York Football Jets today. It's going to be a massacre. If the over-under on this game is 96, I'm taking the over twice, because the final score of the game is going to be 195-2. It's going to be awesome. I'm totally excited. I haven't been to a Dolphin game in 3 years.
So Pennington's going to get sacked in the end zone is what you're saying?
No. Wait. No. You honestly think that Harrington's
I put a lot of points on the Dolphins this week. I think they're going to win the game.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't go. I also think I'm going to be wrong, because I think the Jets have played pretty good.
Oh, you don't.
Barring last week's massacre to a good team.
You don't really believe that they're going to score 192 points. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think. I think the Jets could easily. I think this game could actually. Normally, you wouldn't say a game. You would say it's either going to be a close game, maybe, or this one specific team is going to kill them. I could see anything possibly happening. I could see either team winning by 45 points or it ending 6-3.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm being called out blatantly in the chat room by Vito, and I'll be totally honest. He's talking about that he can't wait to hear me next week when I'm backpedaling and backtracking after the Dolphins, if the Dolphins happen to lose this week. If you want me to talk seriously for a second, I have absolutely no idea who is going to win this game. I'm a fan of the Dolphins. They're my team, and I love them, so I'm going to say silliness and like they're going to win 198-0 or whatever, or 2, I think I said. I honestly have no faith in this team whatsoever. My Dolphin team is horrible. To believe it or not, the Jets have actually been a better team, other than last week, have been a better team than I expected them to be.
Oh, you're going to have to answer me anyway, so I'll just ask you. Printed or purple?
Purple. By the way, when you say okay, you don't have to say it on the microphone. Oh, it's a secret. I'm getting questions here. Sorry.
Probably the same one I was getting.
Oh, Jesus. Now I know who you're getting the instant
message from.
That's
why I was being secretive about it.
So, somebody who's going to be upset about the 198-2 final score of the game. So it's like I said, I'm a little excited about that. I'm a little amped up to go to the game. It's going to be good stuff. And I think we know somebody else that's going to be a little amped up to go to the game. Hey, who's this?
You're nuts.
I'm not.
Joey Harrington?
Dude, Joey Harrington's going to light you guys up. Not for nothing. Joey Harrington actually looked better last week than Dante has, you know, the games previous to that. Don't get me wrong. I even said it. I don't know if you heard it, if you're on a lag at all. I said after the fact, I mean, obviously it's because I'm a fan of the Dolphins and I'm saying this. Honestly, I think the Jets have looked like a lot better of a team than I expected them to be.
No Billy Squire, no introduction.
No, I don't even have it.
No need. This is business.
Oh wow, this is serious stuff. Actually, you know what I should put on? I should put on the old theme song for the old show so we get some football sounds. If I know where that is. Here we go. I actually do have it. Let's see if this will
Ladies
work.
And gentlemen, it is now my
This is the old show.
Is that the old show? Is there something going on?
No. This is the old show. We're talking football, so why not get the old Lodge theme on here? Here's the thing, man. Like I said, I'm being a homer, and I love the fact that I'm a homer because I live in Miami, I guess. But I'm cheering for my team, and the best part is Vito put in the chat. I can't wait till next week when Chris is backpedaling. Like it took 4 minutes for me to start backpedaling.
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Hold on, let me do this. What about? Do you hear me better now?
No, I can't hear you because of NFL film.
Wow, I had that really low though. All right, well, whatever. I had it really low. Such is life. The fact of the matter is, like I said, I don't think that the Dolphins are a very good team. I do think that Joey Harrington...
I don't either.
I think Joey Harrington is a better quarterback choice than Dante Culpepper has been. Dante Culpepper has been...
What's his story? Couldn't he really only throw to Randy Moss?
He used to be able to pass to Chris
Marcus
Carter, too. Marcus Robinson. Well, not so much to Marcus Robinson. But his feet look bad.
Like he's got a hammer toe.
Yeah, it's awful. He's gonna get the surgery like me. But like when he scrambles, like you know when he after he hangs the ball when he steps back in the pocket, like he trips. He's literally tripped over his own feet, like literally. I mean, I've watched every one of these games. I don't know if you guys watch every one of these really great games every week like I do. He looks horrible. He throws end over end passes. Like he's just not a good quarterback. He used to be at one point. He's not anymore.
Key to him being a good quarterback was that he had the ability and the willingness to run, and he doesn't seem to want to run anymore, and he's not that good of a pocket quarterback.
I got news for you. It's not even that.
So basically, this is Michael Vick's future.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not even just I don't even know if it's just that he doesn't want to run. That offensive line is not giving him the opportunity to run either. They're doing a horrible job, which is the same reason why Ronnie Brown, who everyone thought was going to have at very least a good, above-average year, he's horrible, too. I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
The whole world was picking Miami to win the Super Bowl this year. I was saying to people, who's going to run the ball for them? I'm a prognosticator.
Yeah, Ronnie Brown is a good running back. They have a line that is not opening up any holes for him. We have a line that is not protecting our quarterback. That's the problem. And our great young amazing defense is not young anymore, and they're not great and amazing anymore, and that's the problem. Don't get me wrong. I'm not backing off. They're winning 109. You know what? I actually want to update that. They're going to win 212-1 now is going to be the final score. But they're not a good team, and I accept it.
Getting an extra point?
What's that?
Getting an extra point with no touchdown?
Yes. No.
The Dolphins are going to give an extra point to the Jets because they feel bad.
No. They're going to split a safety because it's going to be like a half sack, half like offensive lineman falling on him. I don't know how it's going to work.
Do you want to split a safety? I don't think I could eat the whole thing.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So what time are you going to be at the game?
Probably going to get out of here at like 1:30.
Okay. All right. So I'll, you have my number. I'll call you when I'm getting to the stadium and we'll meet up.
Glad that, you know, when you love staying doing local, I'm glad that we're making plans for later in the day in front of the entire listening audience.
But you know, this is an important thing. We're talking about football. We're talking about meeting. It's going to be good stuff. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be the last time that I'm seen alive because I am prognosticating that I am going to be killed by bloodthirsty Jet fans today when this massacre is going on. I believe they're going to string me up and throw me off the 300 level seats where I'm going to be sitting.
So make sure you call John so he could come help them.
I might kill you. There's one thing we need to point out here is that I've never stuck up for you in the past when you were being brutalized at these games.
Oh yeah, no,
let it go.
Yeah, no, I know, and that's what Keith just said. That's why he's when this is happening, make sure you call John so he can come and join in with all the Jet fans.
Yeah,
Yeah, no, hey, dude, I've been to a game with my dad while people were throwing stuff at me, and my dad just sat there laughing about it.
Vito's already calling out your spot as co-host next week.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good game, man. It's gonna be a real good game. I'm predicting a final score, seriously, of 9-6. It's gonna be one of the worst games to watch ever.
I'm gonna do a little better than that. I'm gonna say 24-14.
No way. Yeah. There's no way.
I think you're going to see a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown. We'll go 24-14.
I was going to say, there is no way that anyone on the Dolphins is scored. There's going to be one touchdown scored by the Dolphins at best.
This season.
No. This season they'll get three. Oh, but they're going to win every game because Olindo Mari is going to set new records as a kicker with 14 field goals every week. Yeah, there's no way that there's going to be it's not going to score that high. I hope it's 24-14. I hope I actually get to see an exciting game at least, but I doubt it. I literally expect a 9-6 game, maybe a 10-6 game, you know, like maybe a touchdown and a field goal in there. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly because they're two pretty ugly teams, and sadly, I hate to admit it.
But the Jets have played a lot better than the Dolphins have.
The Jets are less ugly. The games that we played, Chris?
Oh, I absolutely have. What's that?
They're not that ugly. The Jets are not as ugly as you're making them out to be here. The Jets looked pretty good in the first 4 weeks. Last week, they looked terrible.
Right.
But I mean, they looked pretty good against Indy. They looked pretty good against the Patriots.
Yeah, okay. And the Dolphins looked pretty good against Indy.
But I don't see where you're getting this 9-7.
They didn't play
Indy.
They play Patriots. I mean, what's that?
I don't see how you can say that the Jets aren't going to score touchdowns here.
I think
24-14 is a perfectly reasonable score. I say we'll make a mistake on offense, and your defense will score a touchdown. And I say that our special team scores a touchdown. I think 24-14 is perfectly reasonable.
What's another word for a lock of the week that we could do this so we don't? I don't want to steal somebody's thunder here. I mean, we could take this up on the air next week. You can call in and apologize when all said and done, and the Jets do not score a touchdown today. Or I'll be more than happy to call you and apologize if I'm wrong.
If this game gets out of hand in the stadium, you're going to have to turn your cell phone off. I'm going to be so bad.
Great, but see, I don't understand. See, I mean, hey, whatever you need to do. If it makes you feel good that you're going to get. Whatever moral victory that you're going to get over a bad team, hey, go for it.
We're a bad team.
What's that?
We're a bad team.
Yeah, wait, in one breath, you're talking about they look really good. A second later, you're saying you're a bad
better
team.
Better than you're making us out to be, but we're not good. We're 2-3.
Well, records don't
You want to know my prediction for the game?
What's that?
New York 17, Atlanta 31.
Nice. I hope that. That's my fantasy
quarterback. A little further down the turnpike.
That's my quarterback in my fantasy league. I'm looking forward to him having a big week.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I got to go put my batteries in my backpack and get some toilet paper to set on fire. So, Chris, awesome. I'll see you out there in a little while. Squish the fish.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Terrific.
Take care, John.
Terrific.
Take care.
I don't get it, man. I don't get why everyone gets so adamant when they talk about their teams. It's really wild.
Dude, my team's going to tie the series tonight.
Awesome. See, that I really hope is the case.
Talking about the Washington Capitals and their season series.
The Caps?
Their season series with the Minnesota Star.
There's only one guy.
He's done pretty good. He leads the series.
Wait, the Minnesota were the Wild, aren't they? Aren't they Wild? They're like crazy.
Oh, they're the Minnesota. They used to be the North. Oh, the Dallas Stars used to be the Minnesota North Stars.
Right on. Now you're talking. The Minnesota, the Wild.
Stupid.
The Wild and the Blue Jackets was supposed to be my favorite.
The only reason hockey isn't a dumb sport is because basketball makes it look good.
Yes. He did just call out Squish the Fish on the air. What am I going to do? Like I said, everyone gets crazy. Everyone gets wild. Everyone gets adamant because
not like you.
You mean no one is sensible and reasonable and talking about things. 176,000-2 final score. Everyone is crazy and they get wound up and nuts. The thing is, I don't get me wrong. I'd be lying if I said I almost didn't get into I didn't get murdered in Washington D.C. while defending the NWO outside of Starcade. I'd be lying if I said I haven't had full sections of arenas chanting a-hole at me because I was cheering for a bad guy in a wrestling match.
I almost got killed defending NWA outside of the White House.
Which one? With Eazy-E or
yes.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like I said, I'd be like, that's usually where I get into my problems. Like I said, I get hit with stuff. I've gotten yelled at football games. The thing is, I guess I don't usually get. No, I was just about to say I don't go back at the people usually because I'm so outnumbered. But like I said, I've had sections of arenas at wrestling matches yelling at me. Then again, I'm also, those are like 12-year-old kids that are yelling at me, not 40-year-old drunk guys that are pissed off that, you know, that the Jets suck. It was there, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I
how obnoxious you are also has something to do with it.
I am totally not obnoxious at games, dude. I don't want to get beat up. Contrary to popular belief, whether I think I'm a tough guy or not, which I don't, but like, let's say I was a tough guy, like, I don't think I could beat up 20,000 people, even no matter how hard I tried.
Doesn't it hold like 60,000 that place?
Yeah, well, you think they're going to fill up the stadium for that team? Come on. I'm not obnoxious at all. But the fact of the matter is, I don't really get crazy in the stadium at all, because the fact of the matter is, I don't want to get beat up. I don't want to have a problem. And today specifically, I'm going with my wife to the game. My wife is going to her first football game today because these tickets are through a friend of hers someone that she used to work with. So we're going to see her friends.
Are the friends going too? Or just
Yes. And the friends have actually said, Chris is a Dolphin. Is he like obnoxious and bad in the stands? I'm just like, what are you talking about? Come on, I'm a nice guy. I love sports. I love competition. In all honesty, someplace in the back of my mind, part of me almost hopes... No, I was going to try and say I hope that the Dolphins lose so people don't want to fight me. But, I mean, no, that's not true. I hope the Dolphins crush them.
There's tons of people wearing Dolphins jerseys at Jet games. As you know, you've been to them. I've never been to a football game. People that get into fights, again, are obnoxious people. You stand up and start chucking beers at people when Joey Harrington throws a touchdown.
Like I said, I've never done anything of the sort. I've never done anything like that. Like, contrary to my belief, I'm an obnoxious human being, but I'm not gonna be a troublemaker in a stadium for
most people. Don't
for my
fight.
Team.
Most people don't fight.
Yeah, but if there's any place for them to fight, a football game while drunk on a Sunday afternoon would be the place. Again, it hasn't happened to me yet. Going back to the beginning of the show, prognosticating. It hasn't happened to me yet. Let's see what happens. Maybe I get hospitalized today from getting beat up at the Jet game. I don't. Whatever. What are you gonna do? But I'm excited about it nonetheless. It should be a good time, and we'll see what happens. It should be a good time. I just said I'm going to be hospitalized. It should be a good time.
I'm amazed at how many Vito's pointing out how there's a lot of Dolphins fans in New York. I'm amazed. I see a lot of people at my job coming in wearing Dolphins jackets and jerseys. I never saw any other Falcons fans besides myself. I see now people wearing Michael Vick jerseys, but that's definitely a fashion statement. I don't think that's fans of the team.
What's your AFL or something like that? Wasn't that like your one of your tagline things from some guy's MySpace? AFL, Atlanta Falcon for Life or something like that?
AFL all day. AFL all day. AF all day.
AF all day. Atlanta Falcons all day. Awesome. Hey, like again, yeah, good point. That the fact that there are Dolphins fans in New York, and I won't be as severely outnumbered as I could be at the game. Again, I don't care. I'm not worried about it. I'm just, you know, for the sake of the show, I'm just talking about it, saying, hey, it'd be interesting if I got beat up. It'd be something to talk about. The fact of the matter is, I've been to a bunch of Dolphin games. I've never had a problem, other than people saying, squish the fish, Marino sucks. Back and forth, like, okay, great, witty. You're a pretty funny guy. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Dad. You know, that's the extent of it. I don't know. But so that's it. So that's the end of the show. I got to get to the game. Marinating steaks.
Game show lovers pointing out that Jet fans are obnoxious and Italian. No, he's not talking about the Yankees. He's talking about the Jets.
By the way, he responded after that, not Italian, Italian. Awesome. I know who that game show love is. He's one funny little cat. You know, other interesting sports are happening out there. Like I said, we talked a little bit about the Mets. We talked a little bit about the Tigers. Other interesting sports, something actually that game show level was asking about earlier.
Oh, I said earlier, you missed it. Arsenal beat Watford 3-0 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no, we covered that. Okay. We did a whole segment on that. We actually did all of our football segment for the year. As far as I could tell. No, but the other thing, almost as important and watched by like maybe a 1/1,000,000th of the people that watch that, the Ultimate Fighting Championship last night, Pretty interesting stuff. If you guys didn't see it yet, and you don't want any sort of results, don't want any sort of spoilers, start listening to TPS for the next 5 minutes instead of TPX, because I just want to mention a couple of things quick. It's not going to go too long because Keith hates fighting.
Should I leave the room?
Yeah, exactly, please.
Because I don't want it to be spoiled, I mean.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Last night, couple.
So wait, this is. Let me just ask you something.
Yes.
For those of us that don't know.
Oh, sorry. When I say UFC, I'm not explaining enough.
I see. Is it Spike?
Okay.
Last night there was a UFC show that's like 8 to 10. Is that what you're talking about every week, or are you talking about the pay-per-view fight?
I watch all of it, but I'm talking about the pay-per-view specifically.
Okay. So they have this pay-per-views week, on against their actual show.
This week alone, there was on Tuesday night. There was a free-for-all, which was a pay-per-view caliber fight card for free on Spike TV on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. That was replayed last night. That's probably what you're talking about last
night.
Okay,
that's what I saw.
Then on Thursday nights, they have a show called The Ultimate Fighter, which is like a reality TV show where it's like an elimination tournament where you get to know the guys go through. And last night, there was a pay-per-view event, Championship Caliber. So this was a really big UFC week. On Tuesday, Ken Shamrock versus Tito Ortiz. They've fought twice before. Tito Ortiz killed him the first time. The second time, a lot of people say the fight got stopped early when Tito won the second time. He really didn't. He was actually not defending himself and getting punched in the face while he was laying on the floor. So it was supposed to be the big rematch. The fact of the matter is, I worked late. I didn't see the fight. I've only heard about the fight and read about the fight and know everything that happened. Tito Ortiz won again. He pretty much demolished him again in the first round. And Ken Shamrock retired in the ring right afterwards at 40 years old. Much like...
He's only 40?
Maybe 42.
I thought he was like 50 back when he was in the WWF like a few years ago.
He was probably in his like 30s at that point, late 30s. Maybe mid-30s, something like that. Yeah, he's not that old.
I thought he was
old.
Like in the Olympics with Ken Patera or something.
No, I don't think he's not quite that old. But yeah, so I can't talk a lot about that other than the results because I didn't see it. I know that from what I heard, he got embarrassed pretty bad. He got beat up pretty bad.
Hey, what's this guy's name? Tito?
Tito Ortiz. He's the guy who's dating porn star Jenna Jameson now. That's like his biggest claim to fame. He was actually...
Whatever, bro. Everyone's been in that.
Nice. At the end of the fight, like, these guys have had bad blood. They actually, I used to not like Tito Ortiz, and then they two of them coached on the show, The Ultimate Fighter, that I was talking about, against each other, and I got to really hate Ken Shamrock and really like Tito Ortiz from actually getting to see them on a more personal level rather than just the obnoxious guy coming in flaunting that he's going to beat the crap out of you and then actually doing it. And I got to really like Tito Ortiz, and I got to dislike Ken Shamrock. And the fact of the matter is, after it was all said and done, they hugged, and you know it was all over. Whereas every other fight, Tito just like mocked him afterwards and like totally made a jerk out of him, which, I mean, deservedly so. But this time he actually walked around, he held his arm up and congratulated him on a great career or whatever, blah, blah, blah. The only other thing I remember from the only other thing I'm thinking about what happened this week was, I can't remember the name. Damn it, I'm not remembering the guy's name. There was a Hawaiian kid on the Ultimate Fighter last year, and he actually trains with Tito Ortiz. He won, too, on the free-for-all. I can't remember if there were any other really notable matches on the free-for-all. Enough about that. I love that Vito's pointing out in the chat room, Shamrock couldn't beat one guy, and he retired. What an idiot. No, he's 45 years old, and he's gotten beaten time and time again. He's past his prime. He's done. He's an old man, and he can't hang with the... Tito Ortiz is probably, like, number 5 in the world in light heavyweights right now, and Ken Shamrock is getting demolished by him. He shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Who's number 1?
Chuck Liddell is the... we're talking just UFC right now. I'm not talking about... Pride. I'm not talking about Pancrase.
What about Tank McNamara?
He's in McNamara's band. Now, he doesn't. I don't think he would be a heavyweight fighter, and he doesn't fight.
He doesn't.
Tank Abbott. I'm assuming you're talking about. Yeah. Tank Abbott does. He doesn't fight anymore. He was a heavyweight. He's done. I mean, he's another one that's from that old school.
He fought Jon Favreau on Friends.
Did he? Who won?
He killed him.
Oh God. Did he predict it in advance?
Yeah, that dude beat the other dude bad.
I'm sorry. It's really sad. But I don't know, man. So Chuck Liddell's probably the best in the world. Not probably. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, there's just too many dudes out there. That Ken Shamrock shouldn't be doing this anymore. He shouldn't be fighting anymore. He shouldn't have been fighting 5 years ago. You know, he should be done. He had a good fight against Chemo, but Chemo's also 156 years old himself. Chemo hasn't had a
What
good
a terrible
fight in
10
name. K-I-M-O, not C-H-E-M-O.
Still, though.
But so that's about all I'm going to really say about that. Ultimate Fighter this week, big good fights, good stuff. I'm not going to get into it because these are a bunch of guys you probably haven't heard of if you don't watch the show, so I'm not going to get into it. But last night, the pay-per-view, lightweight championship crowning Kenny Florian versus Sean the Muscle Shark Shirk. Yes, his nickname is the Muscle Shark. The Muscle Shark literally, I would say, bled about a gallon, not exaggerating, into the ring. He got busted open over his eye early in the match and fought for 5 rounds, bleeding like a stuck pig the entire match, and he destroyed Kenny Florian. He's the lightweight champion of the world. It was an amazingly boring fight, but incredibly bloody, and it was just freaky.
When you say lightweight, what do these guys weigh? Like
155, 155 and under. 155 pounds, and this guy at 155 pounds is probably strong enough to throw a car down the street. Like, he's insanely... He's the Muscle Shark. You don't want to mess with him.
So if I had to be in that, what would I...
You would be a heavyweight.
A heavyweight? Not even a light heavyweight?
No, you'd be a super heavyweight. No, you'd be a heavyweight.
I would think this dude's at like 290, 300 pounds in it, right?
Light heavyweight is 205. And above that is heavyweight. Yeah, you'd be a heavyweight. And most of the heavyweight guys are only like...
Oh, so I'm as good as like the best guys then.
Actually, you know what? I might be wrong. It might be high. I think it might be 255. You might actually be a light heavyweight.
So I'm not as good as those guys then.
Yeah, you're not.
But I'm as good as like Shamrock and those guys.
It's really weird that you say this because when I was a kid, I always used to see like who was a heavyweight champion and say like, wow, I weigh this much. I could beat them up. Like I would look at light heavyweight champions at the time, or lightweight champions at the time. And I'm talking like when I was a kid, I was like 120 pounds. I was like, yeah, I could beat him up. I'm heavier than him. Or it was either that or I'm older than him. I could beat him up. Those are my things.
Wait, when were you born?
I was born in 73. I'm
30. Damn, I was going to kick your ass.
Nope. I win. But, yeah, it's just craziness. So I got distracted. I'm confused. What was I talking about? Fighting, right?
The Cardinals.
Yeah, so I...
You were talking about Sean the Shark bleeding.
Right, I think that Scott Spezio should really shave that stupid thing off his face.
We'll go to that after. Go ahead. Go back
Cardinals.
To the Muscle Shark.
I thought we were going to talk about the Cardinals.
I forgot there was something else I wanted to talk about.
By the way, if you don't know, you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Check out our website. Check out our Instant Messenger, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith. Call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Back to the Muscle Shark.
Can you talk about the Muscle Shark for 30 seconds without me? I know my insights to the Muscle Shark are important.
Yeah, it was good. Well, I'm going to even get beyond that. I'm going to go past the Muscle Shark because that was, like I said, it wasn't a really, really good fight for the most part. It was, you know, it was just bloody. That was the one thing that was interesting about it. I'm trying to think if there were any other big things before the main event. I'm trying to think what the other matches were. Nobody spectacular. I mean, a couple of decent fights. Nothing out of control. But the final match was Anderson Silva, a guy who's had one UFC fight up to this point against what the hell was the guy's name? The redheaded kid, Chris something. Chris. I can't remember the redheaded kid from Ultimate Fighter. Damn it, I'm drawing a blank. Help me out, Vito, in the chat room. Whatever he is, he was the kid with the attitude from the first season of the Ultimate Fighter. He was in there and he was fighting against that was his first fight, was against Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva destroyed him. So from this one fight, they decide that they're going to give him a title shot against Rich Franklin, middleweight champion. Rich Franklin is a scary, scary, scary monster dude. Scary, scary monster dude. And he got knocked the F out within a minute and a half. Anderson Silva destroyed Rich Franklin. Absolutely destroyed him. Muay Thai style, grabbed him around the back of the neck and kneed the hell out of this guy's ribs and just destroyed him. Absolutely destroyed him. Smashed his face in with his nose, broke his nose. His nose was smeared across his face. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. Anderson Silva, your middleweight champion of the world, in, like I said, in a total, like, it didn't even look like, you know, the way I was talking about it before, like, hey, I'm so heavy I could win. Like, it would be like a mismatch of that proportion of, like, me as a little kid trying to fight against an adult. It was absolutely absurd. He got devastated. Probably has some broken ribs. Definitely has a broken nose. It was ridiculous.
What I get out of this, from what I heard when I walk in, is you beat the hell out of a guy when you were a little kid.
What?
You were a little kid fighting an adult, and you broke his ribs.
No. What I was saying, remember before when we were talking about, hey, I weigh this much, like when I was a kid, I weigh this much, I could beat this guy up. It would have, what, the fight between Franklin and Silva last night would have been as if I actually did try it as a little kid.
Who won?
Rich Franklin, the middleweight champion of the world, got killed. Oh, he got his nose broken, got his ribs smashed in. Like, it didn't even look like a fair fight. It looked like it was ridiculous. It looked absolutely ridiculous. Not Brandon Vera, Vito. God damn it. Chris.
Candido.
Man, I got to go to a website here. I got to try and figure out who the hell the redheaded guy from the first season of Ultimate Fighter is. Man. He has red hair.
I can't even jump into the conversation while you do that because I don't know.
He peed on someone's bed.
Ew.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Let's see.
Why is there a bed in the ring?
Oh man, it's still showing Rich Franklin as being the champ when he's not. Yeah, Rich Franklin got killed. Oh man, Anderson Silva. What the hell is his fight? Chris something. Son of an F. Two more seconds, man. I'm sorry. I don't know why I care about this so much. Chris.
Dr. Detroit Wilson.
Edit. Find. C-H-R-I-S. As I do web searches. No, not.
See, the thing about...
Chris Lieben. Woo! Chris Lieben was the guy who got killed by Anderson Silva last time. And as the fight was starting last night, they even said it. Yeah, but Anderson Silva's not going to have an easy time like Chris Lieben because Rich Franklin's no Chris Lieben. Chris Lieben put up a way better fight than Rich Franklin did. Rich Franklin got... I almost said the F word because I was like, he got knocked the F out. Like he was destroyed, devastated. It was horrifying. Like it was literally watching a lamb go to slaughter. He just got, loved it. It was amazing to watch. I loved it. And everyone was all sad because like he was such like a beloved champion. He only lost one fight before this. Man, it was ugly.
This guy Franklin, he won.
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah, you got to see the Franklin fight now. It's being poured out in the chat. People want to see it. By people, I mean Game Show Lover because he loves the UFC.
Sometimes I forget there's no gimmicks in this thing because it's actually people really fighting, so they don't need them. Like.
I got news for you. The guy, Kenny Florian, the guy who lost to the Muscle Shark, whose stupid nickname is Ken Flo because his name is Kenny Florian, he came out to the ring to the Good, the Bad, the Ugly theme dressed like a samurai carrying swords. So there are some gimmicks in it.
But like they can't actually have like a weapon fight because then the authorities would be involved.
That's coming, man. That's absolutely coming. I would maybe not.
Although I don't know because...
No edged weapons?
A fist fight in the street would be illegal. You'd get arrested. But boxing is the same thing, basically.
Exactly. Ultimate fighting is the same thing.
If you have some kind of rules...
I'm telling you, as long as... That's what I'm looking for. No sharp-edged weapons... Like with like bats.
I don't know, man, because if you hit somebody in the head with a metal chair, you could kill them probably.
But it's like
not a cartoon.
It's like fencing. Do it like fencing, that it's like it's a soft thing that if you hit a certain area, like a sensor goes off to show that you would have killed somebody. Probably wouldn't be as interesting because without the blood flow, people
aren't. How about bulletproof vest shooting matches?
I'd be so in. Oh man. Why do they have to be bulletproof? Why not just shooting matches? Why not, honestly, why can't we do like Running Man and have the criminals really kill each other?
Gunfight.
Oh, man, I'm getting...
This week on Gunfight.
I'm getting so aroused thinking about people dying on TV. As long as it's not four-week-old kids that we're talking about, I'm really into violence. Good stuff. I know, but that's my UFC. You were about to talk about something else or no? I thought you were about to say something.
No, I was gonna just try to fill while you were looking for that, but I said it already, the gimmick thing.
As long as we're talking about serious fights, bro, what's up with your boy Patrick Dempsey almost getting choked out this week by Isaiah Washington?
You mentioned Grey's Anatomy to me. I had no idea anything about it. I didn't know Loverboy got into a fight.
Patrick Dempsey, Loverboy, who plays Dr. McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy, a show I've never watched and never will watch.
Yeah, ugh.
But, I mean, he's like the star of the show, whatever. He apparently got into an altercation with Isaiah Washington, who plays Dr. Burke, I assume. I mean, you can't mispronounce Burke, so I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. But
I think it's Burke.
Burke. they got into a brawl on the show. Apparently, Washington, was getting into a fight with someone else, and Dempsey came in to try and break it up, and Isaiah Washington just started choking Patrick Dempsey, screaming that he hated his work in the 80s, and I don't know. He didn't actually say that. I know he just looked at me all serious.
I really thought he did.
You know, he started choking the dude out, and I predict that Isaiah Washington will be out of work yesterday or the day after tomorrow. Because
Patrick Dempsey's the star of the show,
pretty
right?
much the star of the show, other than Gray, although I don't know who Gray is. Gray is apparently a person. She's a girl on the show. That's all I only know.
She's a really ugly woman, and I can't even look at her on that show. Sandra something is her name.
Bullock?
Yes. No, Jim J. Bullock.
but it's just spelled with J-M. Did Jim J. Bullock really not have an eye in his name?
He didn't have an eye.
What the hell's wrong with
that? He had AIDS, but he didn't have an eye. He had ads, actually.
Oh, man. That's sad, though.
I don't know that he had AIDS. I had always heard that. Then all of a sudden he came out with a talk show, so I don't know.
That's my impersonation of the Too Close for Comfort theme song. Was it good?
Not a bad show. It was a good
I was more concerned with that than the show. I always liked the dark-haired sister better than the blonde sister.
The dark-haired sister from The Warriors.
Yeah, she was ugly.
Deborah Van Valkenburg.
Look at you. Look at you. Like a real grown-up knowing everything. You're like my smartest friend that
she
I have.
She caused the fight between the Orphans and the Warriors.
You are honestly the smartest guy that I know that's in this room with me other than me.
I don't know.
No, I'm not counting the books. People. Okay. People. It's good stuff. Yeah, so Patrick Dempsey got choked out. Maybe UFC fight next one that's coming is Isaiah Washington versus Patrick Dempsey. And it'll be good stuff. Dr. McDreamy, I'm sorry to hear that you got choked.
Dr. McDreamy. Wait, that's his real name?
Yeah.
Dr. McDreamy.
Dr. McDreamy is his character on the show.
I hate that show.
Why wouldn't you want to watch that show?
Hate that show now more than Desperate Housewives.
You know what show I don't hate?
See, I would watch a show with Patrick Dempsey for the same reason I watch Two and a Half Men, because there's 80s movie stars in it. Like,
you really watch that because John Cryer's in it?
John Cryer and Charlie Sheen. It's like watching an 80s movie. Yeah,
Charlie Sheen's not an 80s star, though.
He is. He was a
little
older.
No, his brother was an 80s star. He was not an 80s star.
I guess he's a little younger than them guys. Although, actually, he's not younger. I think he just broke later.
Yeah, he totally was not an 80s star. Men at Work.
I like John Cryer.
Men at Work might have come out in, like, 1989, so he might barely qualify as an 80s star. He was more early 90s, I would think.
Well, not Wall Street was 1988, though. He was already a big star at that
good point. Good point.
Platoon was 86. That's what really made him big.
You know, I didn't even think of that.
It's
you
see, this is the thing. The 80s to us, every minute seems like a year.
Hold on. Time out. Vito's calling out that Charlie Sheen was in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he was.
Dude, he was in Ferris Bueller at the very end of the movie by hitting on what the hell's her name? The
Jennifer
other
Gray.
Jennifer Gray's Anatomy. Look at this. Weird connections. But, like, he wasn't a star of the movie. He's a guy who had a cameo. Mrs. Poole was in it, too.
Yeah, the question wasn't whether or not he was alive during those movies.
Yeah, like, she's not an 80s star. Well, actually, I guess she is. The Hogan family was 80s.
She was in Space Invaders.
Good point.
See, the thing is, to us, like, the time when, like, The Breakfast Club came out and the time when, like, Platoon came out, even though it's separated by, like, a year or two, it seemed like a lifetime back then.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take it back. Game show lover putting a GIF in the a GIF in the chat room of Rich Franklin's nose and it getting smashed in. They have it in slow-mo. Look at this. Oh. Look how you do it. Oh, how's your face? Oh, God. Watching his nose get smashed. There it is on the side of his face. Awesome. Sorry, I didn't mean to totally bring everything to a screeching halt, but that just totally appalled me. Wow. Wow, that's horrible. You guys should all click on that if you want to be really appalled by a guy's face getting smashed. Anyway, back to what we were saying about John Cryer. John Cryer is hiding out, from what I understand.
He was. Yeah. I think he's
No, I think John Cryer is hiding out.
Like Kevin Sorbo is Hercules.
No, isn't that the name of the movie? John Cryer is hiding out? I'm being dead serious. I'm totally shooting.
No.
I'm IMDBing it, and I'm proving you wrong.
There has never been a movie with John Cryer's name in the title.
Yeah.
Maybe Being John Cryer. That Spike Jonze movie.
It's awesome. Hold on now. I got to Google it. Hot dog diet? What the hell is this? John, is it John Cryer with an H or just J-O-N?
No, J-O-N.
C-R-Y-E-R?
Yeah.
Is hide out. Damn it. It's really just called Hiding Out. I could swear, maybe it was the commercial. No, I can see it. Look, I can see it on the poster. It says it right there. It says John Cryer is on top of hiding out in his thing. I want to show you it close up.
But that's not the name of the movie.
Okay, I understand. Regardless, I'm right.
Regardless, it is.
Save target as.
No. This is all very interesting, but.
John Cryer is hiding out. Okay, dude. Here, it says it right there. John Cryer is hiding out. John Cryer is hiding out.
I think it says as.
As oh,
that was his name.
Hiding out was his character.
Can you tell me what the big hit song from that movie was?
I never saw the movie. I don't watch John Cryer films. I didn't even watch Pretty in Pink.
Catch Me, I'm Falling by Pretty Poison.
Catch me.
That was the big hit song from that movie. Awesome. I took out the Pretty in Pink Everything's Ducky Edition DVD last night. I was finally going to watch it, and then I didn't.
And then you realized what day it was. And, oh, it's not a special day. Let me put this away. Let me wrap this up and wait till later.
No, you know what it is? I turned the Met game off because I was disgusted, so I was going to put that on. But then I put it back because in my head they scored 5 runs in the 5 minutes I was gone, even though the Cardinals were coming up. The Cardinals scored -6, and the Mets took the lead.
They were winning 0-1 at that point? Oh, awesome.
No, they were winning 5-0. They scored -6.
No, that's what I'm saying. Then the, Mets were winning 0-1. It was awesome. I don't know. I got crazy there. What were we just talking about John Cryer, 80 shows, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, Grey's Anatomy. Oh, you would have watched Grey's Anatomy because it was...
I said I would watch a show with Patrick Dempsey. Wow, I like the way you backtracked there. I would have watched a show with Patrick Dempsey for the same reason I watched that, but I hate Grey's Anatomy. I'm not a fan of Patrick Dempsey's post-80s work anyway.
I think that Asian girl is oddly hot, even though she's terribly ugly.
I wish she didn't exist.
The girl from Arliss. I always found her oddly attractive on Arliss, too. Even though she's ugly. Like, she's blatantly ugly.
Yeah.
There's nothing attractive about her, but I'm attracted to her.
But I think she's more than ugly. There's something, like, inhuman about
Deformed?
Her.
Deformed?
Yeah.
She's got a big, stupid, ugly face with segmented eyes, and she's just gross.
Plus, she makes really dumb faces on all the commercials, and that's what
I've
really
bothers
me. I've
never seen a commercial. I have TiVo. I don't know anything about it.
For some reason, that time it finally made me mad.
What do you mean? That's my thing. That's my gimmick. I'm the TiVo guy.
I love your TiVo bit.
I can't wait to put the best of my TiVo gimmicks when I just put that out there. Awesome. You know what new show doesn't suck? It'll be on tonight on Showtime at 10 p.m. If you have not seen it yet, I urge you to do so. Get the first 2 episodes first from like iTunes or something like I did. And I stress or something because I'm not paying for any of this garbage. But Dexter. Awesome.
Little guy with a laboratory.
Awesome. No, not the same one. Awesome stuff. I was going to make the joke and then said I wasn't going to, but now since I'm talking about it, I'm forced to say it. I was going to say, no, that was Quincy, was what I was going to say to you. So all those 50-year-olds that are listening to this show are laughing hysterically right now. Everyone else saying, what?
I was going to watch the show because I watch every show, as you know, that I tend to watch every single show that comes out. And so when I saw there was a show like about a guy that's a serial killer on Showtime, but there's like a twist to it, right? It's not like...
Do you want to know anything? Or do you not want to know anything?
I know that... Well, here's what I know and correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
What is his job?
He is a blood spatter specialist for forensics for the... I don't remember what police department. Miami Police Department.
But he actually is a serial killer, right?
He is a serial killer as well.
Okay.
But he is a serial killer...
And he was gay on 6 Feet Under.
I don't know about that. I don't watch any. I don't watch any John Cryer.
I didn't
films.
Watch it.
I don't. He's a serial killer only of other serial killers. That's what his serial killing obsession is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'm not spoiling it. Don't worry about it. I'm getting told not to spoil it. Trust me. I'm trying to get you guys to watch this show. I'm not going to spoil.
Well, that what you just said was all over the ads for the show. Like that's you know.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. It's really an awesome show. It's like I said, it's just crazy. I'm not going to go too far into it, like how he comes about being a...
So Showtime On Demand, you can probably get them both.
I have TiVo, and I have DirecTV. I don't have On Demand.
If you have cable, you can get Showtime On Demand.
And if you can't go to iTunes and buy it, or go to one of the other million torrent sites.
It's 6 days when it downloads.
No, those are quick.
That's true, because so many people probably seeding it that it's like...
I downloaded one episode and watched it, and then literally right afterwards said, wow, that was really good. I got to get the other episode. I went to go download it, went to the bathroom, went to grab something, came back, and it was done. Literally, it was that fast. Like, it was like maybe 20 minutes I had the whole show. I was psyched.
You like me throwing out the word seeding, by the way? Like, meanwhile... A few months back, I was saying, what the F is Eric talking about seeding and leeching?
Brood, you're such a leecher. The thing is, I still don't get it. I haven't figured out how to seed things yet, because I want to start putting our show up there, because Eric was doing it for us, our buddy Eric Ryan, ericryanmusic.com. He was doing it for us, and he stopped for whatever reason. I think it's just...
Okay, I see what you're saying. I think if you download something and leave it there, you're automatically seeding it.
Right. But
something that you didn't download.
I'm trying to put our show up maybe there was doing it. There's all sorts of programs you got to use. I don't understand all
I was
going
to say, maybe you have to download it from someone else, but I guess it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's
torrents are great. I downloaded so many box sets this week.
Well, that's also how I downloaded. That wasn't how. Studio 60. Yeah, I got Studio 60 from that. I got. Desktop.
I downloaded all legally though.
I still haven't gotten Heroes yet, though. I'm still trying to get Heroes. Heroes.
You can watch Heroes on NBC.com though.
The first episode, the pilot, the 2-hour one.
As of last week, you could. I don't know if they take them off. Do they take them off or?
I just asked you. I just asked you. I couldn't possibly answer if you asked me the same question.
Do you know the answer?
It's there.
Okay. I still have the next episodes of Heroes that I haven't watched yet. There was a 2-hour... I don't think it was a 2-hour premiere. It was a 1-hour premiere.
The show that I was downloading was 2 hours. Or it was double the bitrate of everything else. I mean,
no, I'm pretty sure because I watched it from the beginning and pretty sure it was an hour.
I might have... Maybe it was HD that I was downloading. I might have been doing an HD one. That's why it was so much bigger. Wow, my stomach is starting to bother me now. Maybe it's have something to do with the 2 bags of turkey jerky that I've eaten while we were sitting doing the show today.
Smith, I had talked about...
Heard it got canceled already.
Yep.
Did you say it was going to be...
No, I said canceled? I liked it. I actually liked it.
Yeah, my boy...
I liked Ray Liotta in it, but it's gone.
My best favorite buddy in the entire world, Ron Bennington, loved that show too. Ron Bennington from The Ron Effect Show, the greatest talk radio show ever in the history
of the world. And I think it got canceled to the point where it just wasn't even on this week. Like,
I think that's exactly what he was complaining about too, that there's not going to be any sort of closure, nothing, just like, boop,
even,
you're done.
Not even closure, but at least let the show run until the fun, you know? Like, I guess, yeah, what's the point if it's not going to close? It wasn't a bad show, I'm amazed.
By the way, Vito's pointing out, you can only watch the current episode of NBC shows on NBC.com, whereas ABC keeps... Whoa, ABC keeps the full seasons? Why was I flipping out last year when I missed Lost and I was going all over the place to download things?
I don't think they started that till this year.
Glad they did, though.
By the way, the show he's bringing up, 6 Degrees, we've discussed. I actually have them DVR'd, the next two. You know what? It's corny show, but I like it. That's the show with Swim Fan and Hostel.
Do you know what I like it for?
What?
When I go on the train here in Manhattan, there's always signs on the train. They have a really cool advertising campaign where it says, the guy who's standing at the door will be your boss one day. You know, the guy who's standing at these trains. Like, I'm into weird. Actually, I got fired by him already. I love weird little marketing things like that. They always...
Can you walk up to a guy on a train and say, I quit, and then see if he figures it out?
I actually think I'm going to do that this week. I got to figure out a way to record since my MP3 player broke. I can't record it. I think I'm going to try and do that this week and try and record that. See what happens with that. I'll make sure but I'll do it on one that has that says the 9 as the advertisement in the car for something, which I still haven't watched that yet.
I have that all recorded too.
Yeah, dude, last night I had to delete everything in order to be able to record the UFC event because it's 3.5 hours and my DVR is not big. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I was recording the Hawaii Fresno State game yesterday. Then I saw that Hawaii was killing them, and I was watching some of it, so I just deleted it.
By the way, I'm being caught in a lie right now as being an illegal downloader because I'm getting instant message by someone saying, hey, Dexter isn't on iTunes. I know. I did it on a torrent.
I have never downloaded illegally.
Yeah, I was trying to cover my tracks. I downloaded the illegal torrent.
I have not downloaded illegally.
Me neither.
I'm against it. I think I might have to report people that do.
Oh, my God. Do you know when you steal cable, you're stealing from me?
I wouldn't do that either.
I'm just saying. But I just... Do you remember that old advertising campaign? I love that.
Barney steals the History Channel. You mean that commercial?
When you steal cable, you support the terrorists. That's what I say. When you buy pot, you support the terrorists.
Favorite thing, not to make light of a tragedy, But during the night Corey Lytle crashed the plane, one of the CNN correspondents...
I'm glad you brought this back up.
One of the CNN correspondents says to the other, and now it's known, it's confirmed that Corey Lytle was flying the plane, or at least in the plane, and he's dead. One of the CNN... you know what? I'm pretty sure it was CNN, but it was one of them, says to the person on the field, a field reporter at the scene, can you tell me, has the FBI, the FAA, have whoever definitely ruled out terrorism at this point? Like, basically he's saying, is Corey Lytle a terrorist?
Wait, you didn't hear all the big jokes of Osama bin Lytle, the big jokes that came out this week? It's good stuff. By the way, also being pointed out in the chat room, Channing 4 is talking about Weeds.
I watched the first half of the first season of Weeds. It's a great show, but I lost track of it. Yeah, it's a good show. If you buy what's her name? Mary.
Thanks.
Mary Louise Parker, I think is her name.
The girl from
that's Mary Stuart Masterson.
Oh man, yeah, I love that. You know what I was talking about? The girl who dressed like the guy who's
some
kind of wonderful.
Watts.
Thank you. Nice.
My name is Keith. I've seen some John Hughes movies.
Have you?
Couple.
Any of them with John Cryer?
Who's that?
He's in that show.
Oh yeah, Say Anything. John Cryer and
No. He's in the movie with
he wears a Class shirt.
He's in the movie with Tom Selleck, Three Men and a Baby.
I may have to review an 80s movie next week just for the hell of it.
I'm trying to think. So Corey Lytle. I mean, we didn't talk about this enough, and I know it's at the end of the show, and I know I have to get to a football game, so I'm not going to stay late. But there's a lot of craziness involved with that whole Corey Lytle thing. Maybe we'll bring it up next week. It'll probably be totally forgotten by then. But, like, why are planes allowed to fly around New York City without being in radio contact?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff going on about that now. Like, they're changing things already because, like, that's ridiculous. Because the bottom line is Corey Lytle isn't a terrorist, but, like, there's people who are. So, you know what? If somebody could take a plane, it wouldn't be the magnitude of, like, the 9/11 thing of, like, actually hijacking commercial jetliners. But, like, taking a plane and flying it into, say, the stock market or whatever, you know, it would do some damage.
It would be bad.
Bad.
Absolutely bad.
I rate that bad.
You know what other things are bad? MySpace this week, I've been obsessed with some crazy thing of putting the soundtrack sounds.
Oh, I thought that there was a girl that wrote Kill Bush on a thing, and the FBI pulled her out of her high school class.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's absolutely. You know what? That's all I care about for MySpace then. I'm not even going to bring up anything else. MySpace is the greatest thing in the world. Thanks to Vanessa for calling in today. Thanks to our buddy John. Thanks to Monty. Thanks to the Miami Dolphins for killing the
Jets.
Thanks
to Vito.
Thanks to Vito. Yeah, that's right. That was so long ago. It was a really short call. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you guys next week here on Best in Show Radio.
I'm a dandy. Skull beauty and scarlet defense.